Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a special announcement. Due to the untimely death of 99-year-old Prince Philip, whose obit tapes were in the can long before I started in BBC Radio nearly 30 years ago, we bring you this special Maudlin edition of Not Today, Thank You, made 15 years ago, the dust blown off it with an updated bit hastily tacked onto the end this morning, a souvenir 16-page full-colour memorial that Daily Mail readers will irrationally believe will have some kind of value as an heirloom. Prince Philip. Google birth year later to 2021.
All right. I think it's what he would want. Yeah, it's what he would. It's what he would want.
Spare a thought for the pigs of Vanuatu, for whom the death of Prince Philip means curtains for them. This is from the BBC website, which is not in black and white and does not have any union flags on it. For decades, two villages on the Vanuatuan island of Tanna have revered the Duke of Edinburgh as a godlike spiritual figure. Yes, this is a sort of semi-cargo cult sort of thing, wasn't it? There's now a formal mourning period underway there. They are doing it correctly! Scores of tribespeople gathering today in a ceremony to remember Prince Philip. Apparently, the connection between, there's a quote, the connection between the people on the island of Tanna and the English people is very strong. We are sending condolence messages to the royal family and the people of England, said tribal leader Chief Yapa. I should go and live there. According to Reuters news agency, for the next few weeks, villagers will periodically meet to conduct rites for the Duke, who they see as a, quote, recycled descendant of a very powerful spirit or god that lives on one of their mountains. He is, of course, now recycled as worm food. They will likely conduct ritualistic dance. They will hold a procession and they will display memorabilia of Prince Philip. I wonder if there's any of that knocking around. While the men will drink kava.
You what, mate? It's a girl's drink.
It's made from the roots of the kava plant. It's not like cheap Prosecco. And then there will be a significant gathering as a final act of mourning. And there will be apparently, quote, a great deal of wealth on display. What does that mean? That means yams and kava plants. Obviously. Dan McGarry, who's based on Vanuatu, says also pigs, because they're a primary source of protein. I would expect numerous pigs to be killed for the ceremonial event. That's nice to think. It's nice to think that our own howls of grief will be joined by the squeals of terror as their porcine lives are snuffed out to remember Prince Philip. That feels right. So apparently it's a myth that Queen Victoria wanted all the railings painted black, ding, 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 when Prince Albert died. That's a lie. That in fact, black as a colour, as a quick drying paint colour, didn't really emerge until the last century. So that's all nonsense. But I did find a monody on the lamented death of Prince Albert, who I think apparently wasn't all that popular in his day, but then, you know, he died and everyone was like, oh, I loved him. I'll give you the first couple of verses. Just got to get the rhyme scheme right. It's A-A-B-C-C-B. O wisdom on a flame, love, hope, undying flame, dark gloomy vapours now your light are veiling, joy's golden lyre is still, grief now each heart doth feel, while memory for the past is sadly wailing. I like this one though. Envy unchained did scowl, dread war at distance growl, yet grisly death his cruel arrow darted. There's a period of mourning, mate. Night was by terror flushed, the winds then chilled were hushed, oh God, when Albert Britain's boast from earth departed. Okay, that's relief. There you are, that's that. I think I am correctly tautological in saying that we've all gone a bit grief happy, some of us, haven't we? Who's the person in your social media feed who suddenly and unexpectedly posted a picture of Philip with some sentimental comment? Kind of bizarre, the people that were suddenly like, I mean, you know, if you were that person, I'm not here to judge. I was just sort of surprised. People in their 20s going, what? Not a peep from Rajan, I notice. Just a series of tweets plugging the merch. Unbelievable. That's the BBC for you. And I think, you know, I think they got it right, actually, on the whole. But it's so easy, isn't it, now to display your grief publicly, especially if you're, some sort of a commercial entity or an enterprise, an organisation.
Whether you run the National Rail website and you've inexplicably decided to make it all in black and white to the doubtless bewilderment of the visually impaired, or if you're a national billboard company rolling out the dead guy's mush within minutes of him croaking, InstaGrief expertise allows you as a company to signal your mourning for the guy who had sex with the Queen at the press of a button just moments after he's croaked, leaving your customer base not so much lost in admiration for your public outpouring of grief, more slightly freaked out by how much you've been planning for the deaths of public figures with this off-the-shelf solution. Do the right thing for the vocal minority, you know, the ones in power with the victim complex, and choose InstaGrief for your public mourning solutions. Show them you care, even if hardly anyone else does.
That's a relief, thanks to the guys at InstaGrief. Yeah, yeah.
Incidentally, the National Rail website really is in black and white, just in case you thought that was some sort of amusing comedy construct. Also, they spelled Philip wrong. As Tony Blackburn wrote in his moving 240-character eulogy on Twitter, Prince Philip, RRP. Recommended retail price indeed, Your Highness. Let's move on. Hello, it's nice to be back. It's so much fun with Davey, but it's nice to be sort of here and talking more directly to you. We've got lots of emails to get through. There's a huge backlog to clear. Sorry about that. Pat, like, this is from 2 weeks ago, who was talking about, he says, Good Friday, or is it after this? It's well after that. The Good Friday ship has long sailed. Hi, Jacob and Cousin Davey. I don't forget, it's no Uncle Davey at swanburst.com if you want to email him. I mean, I'll be able to see it, just so you know, all right? Anyway, I just read an interesting article by Dr. Margot Spung of the Cumbernauld Institute of Technology titled The Futility of the Accordionist. She outlined some fascinating ideas, too complex to go into here, but well worth looking into. Turns out she was a pupil of the Professor Zebulon Bendiclenser. Oh yes, who did groundbreaking research into light bulb aerodynamics first introduced by his mentor, the coincidentally named Dr. Mortimer Clenser Bendy. Again, very interesting work. My question to you both is, did I spend far too much time thinking up this email? Well, the simple answer to that, Pat, is how long did you spend on it? I find it impressive. Where on earth did all that come from? What a freewheeling brain you have. I love it. Happy chocolate gorging to all the apparitions, Pat. Thank you very much indeed. Need to get back on the noom there. Sam says, howdy Jake and the yapplication forms, and quite possibly Cousin Dave too. While listening to one of the podcasts from the start of the week, this is like 2 weeks ago, something that Davey said reminded me of a particular song. With plenty of time available over the weekend, I thought I ought to make a Yap Plunderphonic version of this particular song. Oh my God, Sam! Therefore, I present the attached audio file to you, which can only be called On a Yapper Tip. I'm so excited. P.S. If you're still after Sexy Time Challenge songs, yes, for our ultimate mixtape, we need to make this on Instagram. I'd be inclined to offer up the Benny Hill Show theme. I don't know, man. I feel like it's got a good frenetic rhythm to it, hasn't it? Unless he says it's a personalised Sexy Time Challenge for Harry the Piano, in which case it would be Time Lapse by Michael Nyman. Best wishes, Sam from Bristol. Sam, let's hear your Honor Yapper tip. I'm so excited.
But today, so we're going to have a track a day for this week. And today, I've got some good stuff. I would say today is good. Today, iron filings in water. Filings. Isn't B12 the one in Marmite? B12, the one in Marmite. One.
Bang on your dialysis machine. Dialysis.
Today, B11.
Dialysis.
That is amazing. Sam, you got the mad chopping skills. I don't know what to say. I'm so humbled that you've invested an unhealthy amount of time into that. You've literally harmed your lifespan doing that. Thank you. That was amazing. Wow. If anybody wants to make any more of those are brilliant. We should issue those as some sort of bootlegged secret thing. Amazing. Davey's got something to do with Hannah. I don't know what that is. But that's kind of it. We didn't get much of your line of vomit suggestions. I did enjoy producer Julie's outpouring of grief. That was really great, where she explained that Prince Philip meant more to her than anybody else. And, you know, his death has affected her in ways you couldn't possibly understand. If you'd like to talk about Prince Philip's music, really, and what it meant to you, kind of like Prince. We've now moved on to Prince Philip. What for you was the most seminal Prince Philip song? And what did his music mean to you? It's nottoday@swanburst.com or @nottodaypod. It would be really, really lovely if you could let me know. It's lovely to be back. This is sort of the first one in, and I'm sort of getting up to speed. Tomorrow, I think, we're going to have the Today Programme Roadshow. I don't know if you've heard any of these. They're new shows that are out and about. It's bright and breezy. Going to sort of channel a Radio 1 Roadshow circa 1983, I think, for that. Anyway, lots of love to you. Nice to be back. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.